Lord, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
L'chaim.
Brother love.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How you doing, buddy?
I feel good.
Grab one of those drinks. I call this the landlubber.
Oh.
Yes. It's mostly beer with a shot of vodka.
Is it really?
Yeah. Tastes like home.
It does.
Man, I missed you guys. Welcome, everybody, to Keith Monroe. Yeah, yeah. I'm still not all together. I am not all together. Welcome to Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com/feedback to interact with us live. And I'll tell you something else that's not right, my throat. It is painful.
Is it?
In my voice to watch karaoke. You think you're the just watching it. It hurts my throat.
Well, that's because we were at crazy karaoke.
And we're back, of course, from the Keith and the Girl cruise. Henda's hurt a little bit, first off. Her knee. She'll brother love your knee.
I did, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I don't like bicycle riding, I don't think.
No, you're so excited. You don't like Mekong, or you don't like doing it?
I don't like doing it.
You don't even like a smidge?
In the country, maybe riding in the park.
Oh, you did like it during, what was it?
Camping.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like it in the city. I have the balls to go between cars and that kind of thing, but... It's really dangerous. And
it's not like a car hit me.
Every honk I hear, I think's for me.
You weren't texting or anything, were you?
No.
What happened? What happened that your knee is busted? Yeah. Like, I don't even know. Like, I want to cut off your leg.
It is busted up, man. I mean, it's
not that bad. It's just not the most feminine thing in the world. But I don't know. First of all, I don't think I should be riding anymore for long term with what's in thong shoes, you know, like your...
You went with flip-flops?
With flip-flops,
you
basically.
You rode a bicycle with flip-flops.
It's not a good idea, I think.
No, it's not a good idea.
But I've been doing it for a long time. The problem is like when it's so hot outside and my feet are covered, I want to kill someone because it's too hot for me. But if I wear open-toe shoes, I'm fine. But I think I need to compromise and just wear sneakers because what happened is I changed the gear. I must have not flipped into it. And then when it flipped into it, I was in the wrong position. My foot slipped, not have slipped if I was wearing sneakers, or I might have gotten a better grip of it or something. And just everything fell apart. Like, the whole thing twisted, and I just fell, scraped everything.
I would rather bust somebody else's car with my own car and deal with insurance for 3 hours.
Absolutely.
Than get my fucking leg
it's
painful.
Not that bad.
It's not that bad. You should have seen it. I'm spraying that antiseptic on
it. Is that what this is?
Well, it's an open wound, and you're spraying like
hardcore
shit on it.
Now you're defending yourself. I'm on your side. It hurts.
Right. It hurts. It hurts, and it hurt the rest of the way, because it's 10 miles there and then 10 miles back, and I think I was like on mile three.
Back and or on the way on mile
on
three
On the way there.
Oh, and did you continued on?
I continued.
Oh, that's like you with your busted up toe. What else are you going to do? Well,
I kept living.
What did I do?
But you know what?
I didn't break my knee.
Okay, it was hard, but I'll tell you what, it was worth it. Because she's going to her favorite Thai place.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a Thai. Mm-hmm. In fact, such a great place she loves. I had a comment about it on one of my CDs. I have a track named after Planet Thai.
And it was in part of Jeopardy on the cruise.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you get there and you're like, now I get Planet Thai. So what did you decide
locked
to eat? Locked
the bikes and everything.
Locked
turned
it up.
Around.
Oh, here it comes.
It
the
was
sponges.
Closed.
Closed?
So it was closed because...
I guess it was closed because it's a Monday or a Tuesday, whatever the fuck day we're on.
It was closed because... The
health inspector.
Oh, was there the sign that basically said,
decided to get everybody out of the place to give a special congratulatory award for being so safe and healthy? Or
they were doing a photo shoot. You know.
You know what? I think this time they're shut down for good.
This is the third time
I've seen this snow on their
back.
Door. I know. I even saw a bug once.
That's horrible. And you took all of us there.
It's so good.
You know, it's not that good. I hate to tell you, it's decent.
It's my favorite. I went to your favorite. Mine's better.
Ah, but mine is open.
And mine doesn't kill me.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I think, you know what? I almost hope they do get shut down, even though it's my favorite. It's like, how many times does the health department, I always say this, the health department is shutting you down, and they give you notice. They don't just come in, bust up.
Correct.
And they give you notice that they're coming. They, once they're there, they're like, "I'm here." You know,
they're the same.
Right. You said it on your stand-up. Yeah. Right? Oh, we're gonna go in the back room now.
Right. Yeah, it's not
okay. And you know to get your hats on and all that, right, and put the food away from the heat and everything.
I hope everybody touching the roast beef has gloves. Right. If you fuck up on your third try,
And the place looks nice.
It's
got the waterfall, the nice music. It's not like a dirty Chinese restaurant.
It's not a shithole. Really nice. It's trendy.
But you don't see the back. Exactly. They put all their money on the front and left the back of laundry the way it used to be.
But not only do they announce themselves, but I imagine that New York is a little bit more lenient with their restaurants. I hate to say it, but you know, they
sort of have to be.
There's too many people and there's too much shit around. And I know I'm making New York really appetizing. Go fuck yourself if you don't want to eat here. I don't care.
I think that's a lot of restaurant slogans.
There are more rats and bugs than there are people in New York. Now, I mean, obviously, you do the right thing and clean up, but there is just, you know, you can't catch everything.
Yeah. So on top of like you being in New York, they're more lenient. They warned you a couple of times. It's time to shut down.
You've seen restaurants. A lot of them are those buffet delis that I'm thinking of with crap food. Like, how is this place not shut down?
Right.
For your place, Hemda, to take so long to be shut down time after time, they're really not giving a fuck.
Right.
There's something going on. Then they want to be shut down. Can a restaurant have a death wish? They're playing games.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. They used to be the only Thai place in the neighborhood.
It's Williamsburg, right? They have everything there.
Yeah, but they used to be. Williamsburg wasn't anything. Like 10 years ago, they used to be not only the only Thai place, but the only one of three restaurants. I'm not kidding you, because everything was industrial over there. They used to be one of three restaurants over there. They were like a tiny, tiny place. Then they moved to the bigger place. There's at least five Thai restaurants within one block radius.
A new favorite.
One block radius. No, I tried a couple of them. Boo. And people are still going to this one. It gets packed. Why would they have a death wish?
Because you know, they keep going because they don't have the same system that they have in so many other places. The A, B, C, D
system.
Yeah,
I was thinking of that.
They really should
system?
In New York. If you go to a restaurant and it has a B, a C, or a D.
We saw this in L.A.
You don't go back. I mean, people take pride and work their asses off to have an A. Coffee shops.
My brother Michael loves that system.
I love it.
Yeah, we were walking around in L.A. with Michael, and it was us three, actually. Yeah. And we were like, let's pick that restaurant. Michael was like, they get a B. No.
Yeah.
Right. You can have an A or you don't have my business. And it's like, you know what? Most of the restaurants had an A because they know that people like my brother are thinking that way.
And if you superficially can't even get your A.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Then what's going on behind the scenes? Right. If you have a B, then that's a D.
Your place, that's a fuck you. Your place looks beautiful. Right. I mean, it just does.
The Thai place,
it just does. They have to really be fucking up.
Well, there's a reason. Also RIP, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The real comic from the Blacks of Comedy.
Age of 50, right?
50. No.
Or no.
I think 50. 50.
Yes, he was 50, yeah.
Wow, that's young.
He was 50.
Wow. He didn't look like the healthiest person in the world.
He didn't look like the healthiest.
Well, he bugged out Brother Love, though, didn't you? No. No, not him, not him.
Oh,
No.
Isaac Hayes, R.I.P.
That bugged me out. Yeah, because I didn't
know. We were on the cruise and we heard both these dudes die.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. So many people were dropping dead while we were cruising.
And Bernie Mac, let's start with Bernie Mac. I thought he was fantastic. I think he was great in the Bernie Mac show, although I have to be honest, I'm not sure if it's still running, and I catch it sometimes. I don't know if it's repeats, but when I did catch it, it was fantastic. There wasn't a laugh track, and it was great, and it was honest family talk like few family shows were, and I really, really enjoyed it. And then from the die, all the good ones.
But now everyone could steal his material.
Now everybody gets to go with him. Sure. And then Isaac Hayes, of course, is the dude that hit on Hemda.
Of course, that's the only thing he's known for.
But that's exactly what he said. He goes, hey, man. He said, Hemda, how do you feel about one of your first suitors or something?
Yeah. Somebody asked on the cruise, one of your boyfriends is dead now. Yeah. How do you feel? Isaac Hayes and Hemda were working on a Comedy Central show. And
really?
Isaac Hayes
not
asked
him,
Hemda.
Not he and I together, but we were on the same show. I was working with Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And they had like a music and comedy thing together. So I was singing Jeffrey Ross's comic rap.
Chorus.
And Isaac Hayes was...
She was the music. Jeffrey Ross was the words.
Right.
Yeah. And so Isaac Hayes was hosting it. And so we're backstage. And I told this story before. It's so retarded. He's like my grandfather, okay? But he's...
Isaac Hayes.
He's your black grandfather.
Yeah. So he puts his arm around me. He's like, hey, baby. And I was like, no, this isn't happening. No fucking way. You know? He just says, hey, baby, to everyone, right? And then he goes...
So sexy with your fucking cut up knee, by the way.
and it's so beautiful to his family.
Yeah. And he goes,
right.
It's just weird. It's like he goes, because it's like the worst line ever. He goes, I'd like to.
Doing this voice.
I can't.
Hey, baby.
I'd like to.
Oh, it's sad. She's choking up. It's so sad.
No. I'd like to serve you breakfast tomorrow morning.
Really?
That's nice. That's nice.
He was the chef, right?
Was he chef at the time?
Chef at the time?
I don't know. Maybe because he was on Comedy Central. Why would he be on Comedy Central?
Wouldn't it be funny if you fucked him?
Right.
And like 6 o'clock in the morning, you wake him up. So what do we eat? What do we get?
What do we eat?
Well, I would have guessed. More grease and bacon. Or ironically, if he was granola, then it would have been really sad.
Well, ironically, no joke, he died of a stroke next to a moving treadmill. Now, anything could have happened, but that's how he died.
That's,
you know.
Wow. That's so crazy.
So was he really that... Was he a big, unhealthy
huge,
guy?
Right? Was he huge?
He wasn't huge, but he was like a mountain of a man, I think, also because of a little bit of height. But I don't think you have to be huge to be in really bad shape. I think that you can be skinny and be in really bad shape. And I don't know if I've heard him say or whatever, but he ate badly. And you know, like your diet could just be shit and you know you're gonna die.
Right.
Put a couple greens in there. Not the fried ones.
Oh, but those are the best ones.
We did, for those wondering, of course, performed the Eucharist and gave it out. Well, the Eucharist was already performed and we gave it out. Blasphemy to the 10th percent. I do remember Isaac Hayes was somebody that was on South Park, of course, and made fun of Catholics and did a bunch of jokes against Jews. And if you remember, they also did a show against Scientology. And that's when Isaac Hayes left the show. And he wouldn't be chef anymore. And he said, this is too much. I respect people's religions.
It's so
like,
rude.
You fake fuck.
Yeah.
It's so rude. It's fucking rude.
Yeah.
That means you're... Not only do you... Like, you actually... Wow.
It's like every religious zeal.
You know what? It is, man. And that's one-fourth of the point why we did it.
Right.
Yes, it is. It's every little fucking dumb shit. Anyway, also, before we get to that, though, I do want to thank B. Jason for the best ofs were not best ofs for the
marathon
clips
cuts,
from the marathon that we did. And they were just fantastic. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to pick better parts or know what to pick.
And we're going
to
talk about the cruise, but we're only like we did a show on the cruise on the last night. And most of the information about, you know, how it went and all that stuff and the nitty gritty of it is on there. We're going to turn it into a DVD. It's going to be out in a few weeks. Yeah. Keith decided to, should we say it?
Oh, sure. Well, here's some.
You're such an idiot.
I love.
In the middle of the show, Keith decides
He did a Brother Love impersonation.
We're talking about a trip to Mexico.
Right.
And I have the Soma Cid and the Tramadol. And we talked about this, but I'll tell you what, every place in Mexico is called drugs and deli, drugs and blankets, drugs and lollipop. And so we're like, all right, let's get some drugs. And we asked Jeremy, who knows fucking everything.
God bless that boy.
Well, what's the shit you get? And like we said the other day, you know, there's a way you did the Soma Cid is Soma, and you did a show fairly recently about a guy that took 12 of these and died. And we said, okay, we'll take that one. So I take it halfway through the show, and then three quarters of the show, I'm like, then the doctor, and it takes me a while to realize this story is going fucking nowhere.
These pills
worked.
I was freaking out.
His pupils were saucers. And I'm sitting there. I mean, normally, you know, I can fidget. You don't see my feet right now are not on the ground.
Right.
I'm my normal self, just sort of fidgeting and all that. And I realize there's a whole audience there. I'm fidgeting. I clasp my hands, which I never do, just to keep them relaxed. I quietly put my feet on the ground, and I look at him, and I'm like, how are we going to get out of this?
How do we help?
If he's going down, but we're going down.
Well, Keith and I have saved each other with our stupid stories before. Like, I see that he's stumbling on his words. I pick up on it. He sees I'm stumbling. He picks up on it. We've done it before. You guys don't know this. We've left the room on each other during live shows without people realizing it, and we'll continue each other's story. we have that balance, you know, and we're fine. And I was up there like, I have never encountered this. The fuck is he talking about? Right. And I was there.
I was lost.
I know what he was talking about.
I was lost. I didn't know
this
what.
This is not a story.
I get lost a lot on the show all the time. But I just, I do
I can
what
pick
I,
up usually.
I do what I say. Look, you know, we talk about, you know, stupid chicks and all that. And they have to talk and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Just because they can't keep quiet until it's their turn. I had to check myself because I'm like, don't start babbling. You're going to babble about nothing.
Yeah, because then you're babbling. He's babbling. Right. I'm looking like, wow, holy shit.
So Hemda saved the show.
Oh, shut your face.
She saved the show. All of a sudden, we heard a noise. And then Keith's pupils then all of a sudden went back to normal shape. And we looked at each other, and it was like a miracle came down.
It feels like 3 seconds, so it had to be even less than that. But I debate in my head, like, do I acknowledge that? Tell you what, I don't know where the fuck my brain is. Fuck it. Hemda just farted. That's why I tell an audience that came out to see us. Hemda just farted. And she's embarrassed. That's perfect. Then it goes back to an old story and we're back in business. But the DVD is being put together. McNally, thank you so much. He's all over the place. Newsy helping him out with the camera everywhere. And he's sending everything to McNally to edit. That is fucking fantastic. Also, I heard this. Newsy, our buddy, drunk for the first time.
Really?
What?
At the cruise.
No.
First time ever. I don't know which part. I didn't catch it. There's a bunch of shit going on in here.
He does catch. He's an awesome photographer. I mean,
he really does catch people a favor. I'm sorry. This is a thread right now on our forums that I can't quit refreshing. Just Keith and the Girl Pictures, I think it's called. Something like that. And it's pictures
cruise,
and video.
Cruise pictures.
Cruise pics. And you just keep refreshing, and there's more and more and more. And let me tell you something. Newsy has all this shit on you. Your balls, your pussy lips,
right.
Everything.
Right.
He's making everybody in the best light. And I want to say thank you.
Yeah, he really. I want to say
on the video,
he's really
good. We'll put you in the worst light.
Yeah.
But when you just have like a person's face or somebody going for their fifth cheesecake, whatever you want to do. But he really makes it look like a glamour shot just because he knows how to take a picture.
He's awesome.
Now, I'm sure he's picking one out of 25 for you as a favor. But I've never looked better.
But you know what he really does?
Scratching myself.
If you watch him. He's looking somewhere, whatever it is, he'll see the moment, and not even, you know, most people look, and okay, hold on, he just looks, and just peek, click, done.
Yep.
And it's always, he's got the eye, man, he really does.
Yeah, and his camera's super fast, too, so it doesn't have to wait for anybody, so he catches a lot. And then when he picks up a video camera, you're dead.
Oh, yeah, you're done. You're done, diddy, done, 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 done.
We had a party.
Don't be an arbuckle.
after our live show, there were no bars open. Like we did it pretty late and blah blah blah.
Oh, so people were like got together in the pool area,
right?
And they all had like their finishing booze. But and we'll get to why I say this in a second. Fuck Carnival Cruises.
Thank you.
I'm Keith Malley from Keith and the Girl, and fuck you, Carnival Cruises.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that. I'll tell you later if I like Carnival or not. That's a game you can play right now in the chat. But everybody got together with their final booze and like, hey, you can't have your shit out here. You can't have your bottles. So we said, all right,
you better
party
put
in
away.
Our room.
You put away now. You better put away.
Right. The one time they can talk English.
So then exactly, right.
We go, okay, well, we got bottles in our room. Everybody come to our room. So
Which
then we're
very
back
nice
in our
of you,
room.
By the way. Very nice. They hosted everybody.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. So then we're in our room. There's like, I don't know, 15 people there or something like that. And we did Hilo.
Which was awesome. That was great.
I get so gay.
I mean,
but
look,
it's such
this
a great...
guy on pills doing Hilo.
Oh, you know, my favorite part, I just want to say, you know, it's just this right here, man.
I was like, I fucking love this right now. This is awesome.
He's a fucking wreck and a half.
He's a wreck and I'm standing there, and he's
if you
awesome.
Ever want the truth.
Oh, it's the best. Soma.
Really?
Soma.
Oh, my God. Soma and booze.
And booze. He was so, oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's the booze with the pills.
Let me tell you something. I took
a nap, too. I took a nap.
Oh, he took
before.
A huge nap. Oh. Huge.
I took Mexican Coke, Mexican Coca-Cola. And vodka,
not
and that's what I was drinking on stage. So it was just a little bit. So it was definitely
you were not
the
drinking
pill.
A lot. Yeah, you definitely were not. But oh, it was great. You know, my worst point, whatever it was, but my best point, I got to be honest, is just all of us sitting right here. Normally it would be something clever and funny, but it would still mean whatever. No, there was no clever funny. It was all from the heart.
Was I being a real faggot?
No.
For you,
because,
yeah.
No, because let me tell you what happened after, and I was so glad that Newsy's battery ran out. Ooh.
Oh, what did I do?
What happened?
What? They start talking about people like from the forums, and Keith is like, let me tell you how I feel about that person.
Oh, I freak. Well, I'm in my room.
Right. Sure.
We're at home.
I'm trying to get.
You had an audience.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get your face to be like, can you shut up?
Yeah, no, I mean, sorry.
There's no I am.
I'll say who I like.
Right.
Can you shut your face?
I'll say the, some of the hottest fucking chicks on this cruise. J-Mac, hot in fucking person. Jamera, adding a little flavor. Mm-hmm. There's fucking, there's easily, there, put that on camera. I like it. All right.
So Mr. X from Canada says, how many Keith and the Girl related sex tapes can we expect? Wow.
Enough.
Wow.
Enough.
Wow.
Wow enough. Wow enough. All right, that's a lot.
First of all, if you are, if I don't, and I guess they're not listening to this, but if your mate is not listening to Keith and the Girl, then you're lucky if you go on a Keith and the Girl event without them because you're cheating on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't care who you were. Right. If you were not with the person you were supposed to be, you did some bad shit.
And it was interesting. It was interesting to see people that were there that were with their mates that were not into the show, didn't even know the show.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, so where's your husband? Oh, you know, he's around. I don't know, whatever. I was like, hey, I'm Brother Love. I know who you are. Okay. So you're still standing here. Yeah. Okay. I'll stand a little closer. Okay.
Yeah, we did during the show ask... We said
this is a good idea to bring whoever with you because it's a cheap vacation and you don't.
Well, they get you on there. It's cheap to go on.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
That I can't help, drunks.
Right, exactly, right.
No, I will say this. Let's go into that then, just in case I didn't make it clear enough during the live show. Fuck Carnival Cruises.
Yeah.
I have never dealt with a ruder group of people during a long event.
Yeah.
My days.
And not
you
and,
approached us in such rude attitudes.
Yep.
Such rude attitudes I see.
We got
I hope you hit 5 or 0 on the friendliness. Consider this my comment card.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Carnival. And fuck you, you dumb fucks that planned everything. Come to please. I'm going crazy.
Well, here's the thing. The rudeness didn't start before. The nuttiness started before. I mean, we already spoke about, like, how many emails do I have? How many times do we have to get together? Now, granted, we only got together twice, but it was like an 8-hour day when we got together.
Oh, we talked about those lunches. So
pointless.
Yeah. So pointless. Absolutely pointless, because then when I get home, I have to write all that shit out that I just said to them in an email, which I know it sounds like I'm bitching, but that shit takes the most time.
Yes.
All those... goddamn emails take the most time because you're trying to schedule around their schedule, and we just fucking talked about it.
And to have the balls to give your emails an exclamation point. To have the balls to hit
urgent. Oh, it's all
priority
emails.
Everything's priority. I'm so busy. He's so busy. We're all both so busy. Let's suck each other off. Okay. So we're here to show you we're busy all the time. You're fucking busy all the time.
Yeah, I'm busy also now because of you, because we just had an 8-hour lunch, and now I have to 8-hour lunch. Lunch, goddammit.
So what?
And now I have to write the email out.
And try the ice cream, but the ice cream was dynamite, wasn't it? Huh, kids? Huh? You know who you are.
So now, where are you going to have your live show? Like, I'm page 3 of our notes.
Right.
So, yeah, so we were working out the details of when, because I didn't want anyone to miss major cruise events in order to go to Keith and the Girl things. I wanted everyone to have the best of both worlds. So we did it around it. Then all of a sudden they go, hey, you know, because you guys booked, and this is the agent, because you guys booked a 4-day cruise, it's kind of hard to book around, you know, because there's so much going on. I'm like, so is there nothing going on if we book a 7-day cruise, you fucking moron?
Right.
So I'm like, well, you have to do it because I already made these announcements. You were yesing me to death. Here comes your like you said, I'm going to do this for you. Now you have to do it. And I was like, look, I would have been glad. Fine. If you think that you can't go around it, I would have said, you know what? Then we can't do this event or something. Or then we'll, you know, but once you said yes, I announce it and I double and triple checked with you. Is this okay? So then they're like, and I don't catch an attitude because I don't need for shit to go wrong before, you know? So I'm like, hey, look, you know, I don't catch an attitude. I don't say what the fuck. I just go, look, you know, I already said this on the show. It's going to have to happen, you know? And so when I say that with no attitude, they go, I'm the bear with me. I mean, don't like.
I
are you suggesting that I'm getting angry?
That's
like,
how it
what
is.
I should, what I should be doing,
that
what I should be doing
the
right
whole
then.
Trip, though. That was the whole fucking trip, that attitude from them.
So pissed. Yeah. What I should be doing then is being like, you know what? I'm going to hang up this phone. And I'm going to get an email in an hour with everything we have talked about, and go fuck yourself.
Right.
That should be my attitude. But you don't think that I'm catching an attitude, because so far you haven't heard attitude from me, and you've pissed me off a few times.
So I just want to make sure. I'm sorry. Just to make it clear to people, I just want to make sure that there's a cable to the projector. We have the cable. I just want to make sure that it's the cable we talked about is going to go in, right? I don't know how the projector works. I'm not the projectionist. Oh, I thought during the lunch we talked about, whoa, take it easy.
Right.
I just want to make it clear that that's what we got over and over again. That's how business works.
Right.
How fast this world, we could live in the future if people would stop acting like they're so fucking special and everything needs to be dragged the fuck on.
Mm-hmm. And you're great at this. I mean, Hemda is awesome at this. I mean, you plan events. Everybody, you're planning events for from anywhere from, you know, five of us getting together for a birthday to 100 of us getting together, to, no matter what it is.
And
you really work hard, and everybody always gets taken care of, and you do a great job all
shit.
The time.
It's fun as shit.
And you're well in advance, and you're, I mean, really, I mean, I, you know, we talk about it all the time. Larry, check the fucking emails. You know where to go.
That's true.
You are, and you know, and it's never the last minute. There's never. I mean, it's as retarded as we all can be in our lives.
And I think because we only say the negative parts on the show of the planning stuff, it sounds like I always lose my temper and stuff. I am so patient I am so fucking patient with this stuff. Like, I really feel like killing people sometimes. So then she's like the same person that's like, bear with me. She's like, please call the guy, this is the representative for the agent. She goes, please call the representative for Carnival because he really, really, really needs to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, already. I got your goddamn email. I'm going to get to it. So then I call him up and he goes, hey, you know, I hate to... Get to the point. Get whatever right. It is, I'm business, you're business. I don't need buttering shit up. Just fucking get to it. You've been trying to track me down. Here I am. You know, you can't. If they send me an email at 9 in the morning, 11 in the morning, I get another one. Where the fuck are you? I'm not here. Calm down. So that I'm sleeping, okay?
Yeah.
I got different hours. Shut your face. Then they get an email from me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you're so busy, right? 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I woke up at 4. Shut up. So I get on the phone with him, and he goes, yeah, we might have... I'm like, okay, just let me know what it is, and we'll work it. Just say
You said
it.
This is a week or so before the cruise?
This is 2 weeks exactly. 2 weeks exactly before we're boarding, okay? And he goes, hey, you know, I hate to say this, but the cruise line checked out your website, and they're not really happy with the content and whatever. And I go, usually when we do comedy on the boat, we only have one person because he knows not to offend people, and you know how comedy can get, and blah blah blah. So normally,
our show's raunchy, but also on the cover, I guess is still. I know it's Bruno G.
Right.
So maybe that's what you're saying. I don't know. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So but that's probably what it is.
He goes, normally we don't at all let any comics on at all, like whether it's private or whatever. And I go, what do you want me to do about this? I go, really, you're telling me two weeks before I didn't change my website from 9 months ago? You guys contacted me that you wanted to do this?
Yeah.
You've been yesing me this whole time? And now 2 weeks before, what would you like me to do? What would you like me to do, John?
Change our show? Like, what do you want us to do?
So I go,
no show. Did everybody have fun?
Right.
Yeah. And the reason you're coming on is Keith and the Girl. I was like, I didn't change my website. I didn't pretend like I wasn't a comedy show. I didn't pretend anything. We put it all out there. And you met us a couple of times. If the word fuck didn't come out of my face, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
So I go, you know what? You go back there and you tell them it's an AA meeting or whatever the hell you have to do. Just tell them it's like... I don't know.
I made dirty jokes at lunch. They weren't crazy, but they were adult jokes.
Right.
You were laughing. Now, were you fake laughing?
Right.
Then why do you, you know?
Why didn't you
check then? There's nothing different. There's nothing different.
Yeah. So
to make it clear, this is the kind of thing where I also want to make clear, this will be in the top 20 experiences of my whole life. I had such a fucking blast on the cruise. But these little bitches.
This is just the behind the scenes thing.
Right.
That really, it didn't like my cruise experience was above and beyond because of the Keith and the Girl people. It is so much fun to like have a group of people with you on this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, go tell them it's an AA meeting. I really don't care if you write on the schedule AA meeting, Keith and the Girl.
Right.
I was like, why don't you just tell them that we're going to have, like, because it's the last night, tell them that we're going to have a meeting about how the cruise went and whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, I didn't. Then why are you calling me?
Right.
Why are you calling me?
Because I didn't know what to do for the next 2 hours.
Right.
fucking
such
end.
Hey, a pain in the ass.
This is from Cheryl. Remember Cheryl?
Oh, she's the agent.
From where?
Galaxy Cruise.
I know. Just checking if I'm allowed to say. Galaxy. Get it? Oh, it's so fucking clever. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, who? Let me give you a little background. Originally,
she was the original chick?
No, she was not the original chick. The original chick was Jana, right. Who her husband listens to the show, and that's how she got to, right. Like, hey, you guys should do a Keith and the Girl Cruise.
And Jana then, or her husband, if you're listening right now, going, yeah, I told you, no, you're still way out of line.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Jana was starting to, you know, book the cruise and whatever. She was really nice, like, helpful and whatever. And then she tried to, here's what she did. She tried to take our group and take it as if she was her own agent, which means stealing business from the people she works with, and right. That's just not what you do.
Right.
And she got fired and admitted that she would have fired herself too, and right. She knew she was in the wrong. Okay? So fine. Then she goes on our forums, and I actually hadn't posted whatever the fuck, and I actually had to post after one of her posts because I was getting so fed up. I said, you are being inappropriate. None of this is helping people get on the cruise, and this is a personal thing that you have between you and Galaxy. Because she was like, they wouldn't give me my 1099. They tell me if they're talking shit about me. If they're talking shit about you, too fucking bad. Yeah. This is not like, I'm not going to.
It was so high school.
It was.
Yeah.
Are they talking? Tell me if they're talking shit about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, tell me if they're speaking
person
bad
I've never
about
met.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. So then I have this new contact, which is I don't give a shit who I'm talking to.
Right.
Just fucking do your thing.
Make it easy for us to have a good time.
Exactly. So I'm talking to a new person. What was my point about this new person?
Cheryl?
Yeah. What,
I have this email. Maybe this will jog your memory. Ahoy, Hemda. As promised, dot, dot, dot. Here is the name of the group coordinator who will, in quotes.
This is
who
before we left, by the way.
This is before he left. Who will be, quote, sailing with you on this ship. Now, maybe that should have been the fucking sign. And maybe we already knew they're fucking cuckoos at that. But when you put quotes around sailing with you, is it because we're hip that you're trying to be hip? Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, okay, they'll be sailing with you, but right. don't bust my balls. Right. I know that, I don't know what that means. Like, they're not going to be carrying you on a raft. You'll be on a boat.
Right, right, right.
I know you guys talk dirty.
No,
you know what I mean?
But we will be sailing with her.
Right, right, but right, it's right. In quotes.
It wasn't like we'll be grooving with you.
Yeah, there's right. No pun there. There's no joke there.
When you board the Imagination, please stop by the purser's office and ask for her. She is aware of all the details for your group and will help you in every step of the way so you can enjoy the time with your guests.
No, she's not aware of anything.
Your group coordinator's name is Ubanwan, and in parentheses, female.
Oh, really?
Actually, that was helpful.
That's helpful, yeah.
Bon voyage, smiley face, Cheryl. Do you do that? Is it because, again, for lack of a better word, because we're hip. Why would you, do you do smiley face in all your fucking emails?
Yes, she does.
When you say that email is technology, I no longer will work with you. That's what I learned.
Yeah, right. You know, she said to me one time, she goes, let me not send it to your P.O. box. Let me send it to your main address because, you know, I don't want it to go into some technological. I'm like, the fucking P.O., the post office box. That
I don't
means
know
it's
about
more.
That.
She was scared to send it to the post office box because that's like crazy. Are you insane? Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Yeah, I hope she exceeds your expectations. Yeah. Speaking English meets my expectations. Let's
start
there.
We didn't get
there.
Any of that, so forget it.
And here's on the way out. They're Keith. They're Mr. Keith Malley. On behalf of all the officers and staff on board, between all the shit we got into, I'll tell you in a second. This is after everything. We thank you for sailing with us. I trust you found Ubanwan, our group's service coordinator, attentive to your needs, and our services on board exceeded the group's expectations.
Exceeded.
You didn't even meet them.
Did you meet this person?
Yeah,
she was actually really, really nice, but she didn't speak any English, so I would have to.
You say nice, but they yeah.
She was
have
really
to draw
nice.
Pictures.
She
for
was
her.
Really yeah. I had to,
and it didn't help.
Right.
No, she's not. You know what? Why? Because she was nice. Because she didn't.
No, she was nice. She was a nice person.
I guess that's the word. She's a nice person, but.
It's
so
not
we
her
set
job.
Up the room with 50 tables. I actually need 150 chairs, no tables. That's not how it was set up. Yes, that's how the meeting was with the fucking. Hey, do you speak English?
Yeah, right.
That's, I guess you were nice.
We actually had a meeting on the boat to look at all the locations and to write down,
every
even though I sent it in an email.
Time.
Even though I sent it in an email. Okay, let's go around and fine, I'd like to see the places anyway. Okay, does this thing record? I'm sorry, what? Well, okay, fine, you don't know that.
They don't know!
Right.
They don't know. Yes or no? You don't know if you can bring a mixing board that records our shit on the cruise. You don't know if this room can have a mixing board in it to record our shit. Mixing?
And that they
like,
were
you don't, you don't do other fucking things here? That out of all your cruises, nobody asked if you can record sound video? It takes a fucking half hour to figure out that she means for an extra fee of $150, I can have a video camera in there. And, of course, that video camera can also record audio. Video? Go fuck yourself.
But she was so nice. But the problem
did she,
is...
Did she exceed? I love how they use the word exceed.
No,
you didn't
no
even
she
meet,
didn't.
Not right,
even close.
Right.
They automatically go for it. Well, did she exceed? It just throws you off almost.
Their
you know?
Comment card should be, was everything exceptional oops. Or perfect?
Right, exactly.
What happened was because she doesn't really know... Nobody thinks ahead at all on this cruise. Like, now there are kids in the room where we're supposed to be doing it. I'm like, can you get the kids out of here, please? I don't think they're going to enjoy Jeopardy with Keith and the girl fuck faces.
Right.
So get the kids out of here. Of course, the kids make a mess. She starts putting the chairs down. Why is that her job? I don't care. You put the chairs down, whatever. I go, hey, look, I'm sorry, but there's shit everywhere. Wouldn't you think ahead and go, I need a vacuum?
Right. Yeah, and so Henda has to take control. Yeah, can I get this vacuum? Vacuumed? Less cookies. What are the fucking words? Like, how is this? What presentation are we doing? Right. A shit presentation? Like, how could this possibly be okay right. for a new event?
Right.
I guess you're good. Cookies and kid drool.
When you leave the room, they clean it for the next person.
Of
That's
course.
The first thing that they do.
But she did. No one wants to think ahead, and then she starts.
That's thinking ahead, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even know the word for this. That's thinking ahead.
Yeah.
You thought ahead to have a clean room.
And then she starts putting down tables, even though it was that day. It was that very day that I was like, just chairs in this room.
No. And are you sure? And then they have to have a fight back and forth. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. No, I think it was tables. And I'm just like, you know what? Fucking forget it. It's chairs. I swear to God, it's chairs.
Yeah.
But whatever. Regardless.
No, no
can
attitude.
We have chairs? And Hamda's not giving attitude. That's true.
No attitude.
But can we? Okay, never mind all this. We're not getting anywhere. Can we have chairs? Yeah, I think it was tables. Now, can we? Okay, what do I have to do? Shoot myself and then my partner take over? Like, how do I fucking restart the game?
It was so weird. It was like she had to be right. She's like, no, I wrote down tables. Well, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, where'd you hear that from?
You just want to grab the pad and rip up the paper in front of her. From her fucking pad and go like, now we don't know. Let's start with chairs. You know, for people.
Right.
Like, why would I want 50 tables anyway?
Right.
Like, tell me what we're doing that ever takes only 50 tables.
Right.
Fucking idiots. And this doesn't mean that people that are supporting Keith the Girl can't take cruises. There's a million cruise lines.
Right.
We've been on the Norwegian. Obviously, there's 100 others. Carnival as a fucking thing, boo. And I'm sick of their bullshit, too, now. It's the most popular cruise line in the world. When is that ever a plus?
Right.
Think about your
McDonald's
favorite.
McDonald's is the most popular restaurant.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Think of shit you like. What is it greater when there's a million of them?
I do have to say, again, this is just the behind-the-scenes stuff that it's like, as soon as it was done, we were having a blast. I swear to God, like, I was a little nervous. I have to admit, I was a little nervous because you don't know, like, now you're on the boat. What if, like, it's weird, you
right,
know?
Right.
From the beginning, it
yep.
was so freaking cool. It is. I don't think Keith and I will take a cruise by ourselves again.
Right.
No. Oh, a blast. It's
yeah.
a blast going with people you know, and even if these are people you half know or pretend to know.
There's
it
no
was
way.
Awesome. Right.
There's no way Keith and I would sit through.
The love boat, indeed. Somebody just wrote
right,
the love
yeah.
boat.
Right.
There's no way Keith and I would sit through, like, I think we were in there for at least an hour. Maybe two. There's no way we would have sat through karaoke for that long because it would have been like another fucking asshole singing.
Right.
We took over karaoke. It was all Keith and the Girl people. It was so much fun, yelling and screaming. Like, mm-hmm. it's just not the same. Karaoke sucks ass unless you're with like
a whole
bunch
of people.
People
yeah.
And then you get kicked out.
Yeah, you get thrown out. They're rude and they're assholes.
But then you find another way to entertain yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you got a gang.
You're damn right. A gang is the best. And really, wherever you go, I mean, you just turn. You know, you're on your own, you're walking around, you turn a corner here, and you know people.
Right.
You know, and it's
yeah.
very cool. Yeah.
It's always a party.
Let me shout this out. Team Somerset.
Yeah.
Woo! They all grew up in Somerset. There's 6 to 8 of them, I believe 6. But
is
at
that
the,
crazy
at
for
the
you?
Least, yeah, it was exciting. It's like, we're Somerset. It didn't really register.
Yeah, it didn't. I saw it on your face.
And then it happened, and I'm like, that's my hometown.
Right.
and then they, like, somebody said it once again. I'm like, that means that's all of you from Somerset.
Yeah.
You're all from there. I'm like, they all moved on.
And they're around your age, though.
Yeah, some Johnstown, the bigger town, an hour away.
Some a little further south.
At least two of them are in where? The
Arab
United
Arab Emirates.
Emirates?
And then North Carolina.
Unbelievable.
In North Carolina. And United Arab Emirates. I'm not saying right, am I? I'm trying to think. UEA,
it's
UAE.
Near Dubai. I mean, basically, they're in the Dubai area, which is just...
Which is 16 hours away.
Yeah.
Get on a flight
plane
over here. Right. And then, by the way, Kathy from the Somerset group, I would hit on her in a second.
Which one was she? Was she the...
I like her. Skinny.
Skinny? She was sexy, man.
Right?
She was. She was. She seemed to have different looks throughout the cruise, too, man.
Yeah!
She was always that sexy
look. Wait,
they
were all skinny.
No, the one particular.
No,
I know, with the straight
hair.
She wore
a blue shirt more often than anything else.
She was sexy, man.
Wow,
she
you guys really paid attention. Blue
sure,
shirt,
man.
Huh, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the one who helped me.
There you go.
Of course. See, she's all... You
know
she's awesome,
did.
Right?
No, they were sweet, sweet people. You know what? Fine.
And then the dude... And you know what? Here's where I felt like an asshole. There's he's not fat, but the bigger guy with the beard and mustache.
Yeah. Oh.
And a real nice guy. And he said this before to me, I feel like. But my buddy Jim Nealon, when I had one of my apartments in Somerset, the shit apartment that was like a room inside a bicycle store. I talk about it in the upcoming book. And he was friends with Brandon Lake, who went to school with my brother. And he's saying, hey, remember when we were in Somerset and I was staying at your apartment with, and I know Brandon Lake? And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
That guy.
Didn't you remember it later?
No. There's no way to, like, realize. I can't go, oh, I don't remember. Like, I kind of remember, but I really don't. And, like, there's one piece of information I wish he could give me. But I already blew it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like a day four of the cruise, and I see somebody, and I want to go, what's your name? But I'm like, no, I should know by now. Like,
yeah,
there's no,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no way to ask. Like, and I like saying it this way. He'll send me an email, and
right.
Hopefully he'll go, don't feel bad. But I know there's something I'm missing that, like, I don't.
I bet your brother Mark would remember, or Mike, or whoever was associated.
Mark, but
Mark remembers things a
Some of them
more.
Went to school with my brother Mark. Some can, but how exciting. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then, like, one of them, I forget which one, is so you had a bunch of jobs in Somerset, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what jobs? I really worked all over the place. Like, I think every job. Eaton Park? Yeah. Oh, my God! You worked at Eaton Park?
Yeah.
Kings?
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Oakhurst? Yeah. Like, I understand it sounds exaggerating when you say you worked there, but I really did.
That's cool, man.
Dr. Miller in the eye shop? Yeah. My house? Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like the worst for you. I can't believe I fucking worked everywhere in that
right,
shit.
Right, yeah. Oh, the shits.
That guy, I don't, for whatever reason, though, I mean, I know there was one night... I mean, thank God for a couple of the boys down there on the boat. They were able to get some weed from Mexico.
Right.
So we smoked a little bit. And I know I was bugging out a little bit. But
that wasn't the Somerset people, was it?
That one dude was talking, and I'm sitting there, and I'm next to somebody. I forget who it was. And I remember the person said, am I crazy? Or does that person sort of remind you of Keith a little bit? I don't know, like the mannerisms.
The guy I'm talking about.
Even his eyes, there's something about it. And then I start thinking of, well, you know, they're all country fucking dough faces. I'm like, maybe there's a shot they're related in some
weird
way.
Me and him do
way.
Have the same round head.
Yeah, you have the same round head. But it was just funny because, like, you know, like if you meet up with people that you grew up with in a way, you know, yeah, you sometimes you refer to things in the same way, and it just so happens. You know, you speak
right.
in the same language, or you at least have the same accent.
I didn't catch
he
that.
He definitely reminded us a little. Granted, I was high, but he reminded a little bit. And so I felt like, wow, this guy is fucking right on. Because he was opinionated. Maybe that's what it is. He was real fucking opinionated, you know. And then we were nervous, and I'm like, so what do you think of... You know the whole service with the Eucharist, right? Well,
right.
He goes, oh, I think that's awesome, though. I was nervous because he really was shitting on. I mean, he was like, I think they're really, this show is funny in this way, but I think they're fucking assholes for talking about this. I love that he was so honest, you know
right.
what I mean? But that he thought was hilarious and all. But
few people were not into the Eucharist.
Yeah, a few
group.
People were not.
Yeah, they're not picketing, but you can understand, like, well, I don't know, I just feel weird. And you know what? It's funny, like, it's kind of the chef thing. Like,
right.
you don't know why or whatever. Burger
it's not
rating.
Like the chef thing, I don't think, because they're not shitting on things. They don't want to participate
I guess it's not.
A participation
what I mean
thing.
Is, I'm sorry, you're right. What I mean is, you're not religious, Right. But
maybe just in
maybe,
case.
Maybe just in case.
Just in
like,
case.
This is wrong. I don't know why.
I'm fucking...
The Grundle was yeah. one.
It turns out, look, Burger from Michigan says the cougar was pissed about the Ugaris.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't talk about the cougar.
Yes.
You're going to have to buy the DVD.
Now, this is what's funny. There's a woman that's married with kids
right.
on the boat. There's a dude on our forums, looks like a 16-year-old. That's fucking this chick, or rather, she's fucking him.
Right.
She's definitely the one in control.
Yeah.
Now, this message says that she was upset about the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. Understandably, except for the fact
right.
your family's in the cruise and you're out fucking.
Yeah.
But fuck me, right. that cracker means something.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
But I gotta
Let's add you to the list.
I gotta be honest with you. I mean, I'm Jewish and I'm not a practicing Jew. I started feeling a little nervous because I was participating in the event.
You were the wine giver.
I was the wine giver. Which, by the way, you know, fucking McNally, man, you're a fucking hilarious man. I mean, you know, he's always about, oh, I could get a free drink, I could get a free beer, somebody's gonna help me out. This is great. Oh. I'm so poor. All this that. You know,
it
all
works.
Of a sudden, just because you're fucking 10 and looking a little healthy, it's still the same McNally.
Listen to this.
He comes up right, and I have the.
So he takes the communion first,
right,
and then he goes over to the wine that right. you get on the side because you would walk back to your pew.
And we had a choice of red or white.
Right. We had a nice Zinfandel right. or a Cabernet.
Right. Most of the people who had chocolate.
Yeah, you could
I think
have,
they went for the red wine, obviously.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We and those who just kept it a plain wafer, whatever, yeah, went for white wine.
We didn't compare notes. You can get the body of Christ as it is or dipped in chocolate.
Absolutely.
Let me tell
By
you something.
By the way.
You want to hear behind the scenes?
Remember McNally. A little yeah. behind the scenes kind
that
of.
That chocolate dipping cost me $20, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I'm shocked.
No, because we didn't think about, like, getting it beforehand or anything. It was, like, a thing that we thought on the cruise. Now, it's a night it's a night of... And it's like 10 o'clock, so they're serving hamburgers and stuff, but you can't – they happen to not have chocolate syrup right there. There's nothing. So, but I know it's somewhere.
Right.
So I go to one of the guys who's serving the food. I'm like, I need some chocolate syrup. He's like, oh, the hamburgers, whatever. I'm like, I will give you $20. You give me chocolate syrup. And he's like, I don't – okay, I go to the next guy. Chocolate syrup, $20. I will give – $20. Just chocolate syrup. I know it's somewhere, and I know I'm obnoxious for saying it, but I would like you, Chris, with chocolate. Then I go to this other guy. I'm like, he looks like a little bit of more authority in the cafeteria. I go, $20, chocolate syrup in a bowl right now. And he goes, okay, 1 second, $20. Small, tiny thing of chocolate syrup.
Oh, it's so small. It looked big in a cereal hotel bowl.
Yeah.
See, there's so many Europeans on this thing. I thought we were going to have some Nutella or something.
You know? Oh, I
we
have
brought
I,
some Nutella.
A little thing in Nutella, and then I forgot it in the room. Like, maybe I'd be talking to somebody, just
yeah.
dip it in and eat it. And we're like, I think he's eating Christ. He's eating Christ. By the way, Firefighter Chick saying this, the Keith lookalike took a shit on me for my Keith and the Girl tattoo. By the way, we're up to 22 right now. Said it was the stupid fuckingest thing.
Oh, he did say that.
Said it was
that.
Stupid. Fuck him. Ha ha. He apologized the next day, though. I'll tell you something else, mister. I don't remember you in my house. I feel good. How dare you? How dare you? And you do look fat. How you like that? Behave.
Huh?
Behave. Don't blame me. He started it.
Oh, boy.
I think he was just hitting on her.
Well, he needs to learn something. By the way, your hair looks like shit. My room?
So I have the wine, right? McNally comes yes. over, and he goes, he just grabbed like, I don't say it, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm wearing a robe, right? Thanks to you, you know? Which, by the way, I was going to bring a robe.
Right.
I figured I was going to do that anyway. You wore a robe during one of the events, so I said, I don't want to, mm-hmm. you know, do
Poker.
That. Yeah, you're right. And then I was like, oh, I was going to wear a robe. I just went to check my room just to see if I could bring a robe, because maybe for this ceremony, mm-hmm. it's the last night of the cruise, they take the robes.
Oh.
Just to make sure that you're not going to steal a fucking robe. Unbelievable. I mean, that's the little tiny thing. What if I want a robe? I take a shower, whatever. You know, whatever.
They could just charge you for it.
Exactly.
Well,
they're going to find out that I've opened up the bottle of water for $3.50, whatever, which I didn't mind, whatever.
When
the
there
last
wasn't
night.
Water on the fucking cruise.
Right.
There wasn't water on a boat.
Right.
And you call up and you go, oh, yeah, I wanted to see if there's something with the water. Yeah, the pipes aren't working.
Remember that?
Okay, do you know anything about the pipes? Like, we're doing the best we can.
Right.
Goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show. It goes, whoa, easy, right. please. Take it easy. Why you give me a hard time? Because there's no fucking water?
No running water at all.
No running water.
It was for a whole night.
It's sad, because what you should do is freak the fuck out as the cruise line. print something very quickly that says, we understand we have no water. Please feel free to use your Evian bottle on the house.
On the house.
In fact, hard is that? The Evian bottle that like probably cost them, no joke, a quarter each.
And it was a big bottle. It was one of those like 32. I mean, it was a humongous bottle.
It could have been twice that size. Please feel free to use it because we are so sorry for the inconvenience.
Right.
Have a drink on us.
Right.
Fucking water. Because we ended up having to open it,
right.
You know, and we didn't want to, like, I don't want to waste my time for $3.50, but I should have.
Right. But lucky for them, I think most people, I'm amazed, this is neither here nor there, I'm amazed how many people followed their rate schedules.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on a cruise. Like,
what do you mean?
They need to be, it's like
herd. It could be 10 p.m., it could be 10 p.m. and you feel like you own the cruise ship. No, unfortunately, most bars are closed now. But walk around.
No, they closed at
2:30. But you still walk around.
Except for the pool bar that's supposed to be open all night, but it wasn't the last night.
Oh.
But anyway, nobody's around. Just nobody's around. Like, maybe most people don't even know the water was off. Maybe that's where they decide, like,
exactly.
Maybe it's better we don't even mention it.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. Like, the cruise shuts down at midnight.
But the families are going to bed. And I don't think it's just families.
And they keep the music on, did you notice this, on all the decks really loud. On the outside decks and everywhere, there was music on. Not the inside, but the outside. And it was just weird. Like, I'd rather hear silence. It's late night. I'd rather just hear the ocean. I mean, there should be a guy like Isaac on the love boat there. The late night guy, like, how'd you fare today, boy? You know? I did rather well, sir. Thank you. Vagina everywhere.
The fun patrol.
Right, the fun fucking patrol. Right, they're still around.
You know, there's some.
I think that you have to travel with a whole bunch of people so that the corniness doesn't seep into
I agree.
You.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you're like protected by your friends from the corniness.
But it's cattle. People are like cattle.
Absolutely.
The food, oh my God! Like, you've never seen a fucking hamburger before.
Norwegian cruise. The listen to this show if you're new to Keith and the Girl. Sometimes we do shows and we like to mention a show that's related to it. Now I forget what it's called. But when we were on the Rosie O'Donnell Gay Cruise, it's called something like that. Do a search for it on our website. Seriously, you'll find it. But the Norwegian Dawn we were on, the food was fantastic. This food,
Not the cafeteria wasn't that great.
I'm great. Cafeterias are cafeterias.
Right. The cafeteria was all right.
And that was
open
like 24 hours. But when you go to one of the restaurants, and you get to go to one of the restaurants for lunch and dinner and whatever, that was real food.
Right.
It was real. If you didn't like one meal, you'll like the other because it just wasn't your taste. But it was real food.
Fuck you, and Carnival.
We got to have like 17 dishes.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
That was fun. I got to say, our table, we're number one.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it came up. Yeah, so we're at things like the restaurant and being, how you doing, TV?
Right.
You're TB over here. Like, can I eat a fucking bit? Like, you made us dress up this day.
Right.
Like, it was something nice. Now I got to fucking have the YMCA. So it is very exciting to have a group with you.
Right.
And just go, no, we're team fucking C.
Right.
Fuck you, teammate! Fuck you, blue team! That is exciting.
Not only that.
To own the fucking place.
Not only that. As soon as we chimed in on the team AB garbage shit and they said, oh, we'll come back at you, the whole cruise, hi, I'm having dinner, okay? Shut your face.
Right.
But they're like, oh, we're going to keep coming back. So just know that you're team A and you're team B.
Right.
After we decided to be the biggest fucking team A in the world, did you notice they didn't do
never.
That time?
They never did it again. And every time at dinner, I would say, like, hey, how's it going, team A? And everybody would get fucking crazy. And I never won nothing.
Nothing.
Did anybody win something?
No, we got to eat.
Because we're definitely louder.
Yeah. I won. You know what I won? The fucking button on my dinner shorts flew right off my goddamn on the last night.
Well, you don't
That's what happens when you have 5 appetizers and 16 main courses and every drink you could goddamn have. The button went clink. I was like, oh, son of a fucking bitch. God damn it, this fucking sucks.
They give you the crew like you're there for 6 o'clock dinner every time. And then they go, listen, you know, if you don't like your dinner, I'll get you another one. Yeah. I don't care if it's not cooked nicely, if it's not whatever. You can pick something else. I will not have trouble. So we're like, okay, that means we can choose all the, like, there's appetizer choices and there's main course choices and there's soup courses, whatever. So instead of, like, waiting until we don't like it and then waiting for the next meal, we're like, I will take the chicken dinner and the filet mignon. Right. Well, there wasn't filet mignon dinner. And the steak dinner.
I will try the prawns.
I'll try the lobster or whatever. And whatever we were craving. And then at first we were like, let's just order one of everything and we'll all share. But I don't know if people were so into digging in each other's plates.
Well, I wouldn't want to dig in a few people's plates.
All right. Okay. And so we just, like, that sampling shit was awesome. And if you were at my table, no, I do not normally eat like that. Because I was eating like we were best friends in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Fork flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Hemda does this. I mean, I don't know. We eat together all the time. But, you know, a soup comes down or the first... And it is. It's the first thing. It's not like it's dinner. We've already been through the appetizers. Appetizers get you friendlier with the person, right? No, right. No. It's the first thing that comes out. I haven't eaten in 6 hours.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying. But a spoon is in it automatically, like before I even taste it. Like I would even wait. I'm the same way as you. I'm not more patient in any way except for this one way. I would wait for you, and I would eyeball you. You'd feel my eyeballs.
I know.
Like the first bite. You're like, all right, I see you fucking eyeballing, asshole. You know. So granted, I'm horrible, but before that first thing, there's a spoon up in there.
I know. Not only that, what else did I do? It was rude. I think we were too rude at dinner because, like, half the table will get their plates, and we just start eating. Yeah. We don't care. We're for other people.
We weren't too rude. During the live show. I wanted to say, like, here's the people I enjoyed before I shat on Carnival a little bit. And I included the waiter.
Jean.
And I wish I didn't. He can go fuck himself.
No, that waiter didn't like us.
No.
He was pretending, but he was the worst.
But they
pretender.
Make their jokes, and their jokes are like, their jokes, what their jokes are all set up for. Remember when the one waiter comes over and he was, I think he was Filipino or something or whatever, and he made a joke about Jean or whatever. And he goes, where do you think he's from? And we're all like, I don't know. Where is he from? Ha ha ha. He's black and all that, man. He's from China. Oh, God. It's set up for families to be like, oh, my God, he's racist and so hilarious. Yeah. Oh, he's so funny. Oh, my God. And we're just sitting there staring, looking at him. And then he goes, yeah, where do you think I'm from? And, of course, it's fucking Jeremy. He's like, the Philippines. How do you know? He goes, it's on your fucking name tag.
It's so funny. And what
they
is
suck.
And what are families answering? They're like, you're Chinese. Are you Chinese? Like, oh, fuck faces. You and, don't know nothing.
Right. Isn't that funny? Like, Keith and the girl is disgusting.
Right. Racist and disgusting.
These, right. But you do this. This is like some weird safe racism, safe hate. Race,
right.
But it's also a trap. It's like, where am I from?
You're setting
I don't
me
know.
Up.
Your eyes are slanted. I don't know.
Right. I put on accent. I'm faking.
Right.
By the way, speaking to Jeremy, and he wrote this in his, just to make it clear that he didn't just write this. As soon as I said, what's that other show with the gay cruise?
Right.
It popped up. Easter Spectacular.
Sure.
Easter Bunny and the Gay Cruise. That is actually when we went from half hour to hour shows.
Oh, yeah.
Fairly early on.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to check that out.
He really is, man. If ever to have a gang. I mean, you remember growing up, I mean, and you talked about this, about bullies and all that, nerds and everything. On your DVD. But I mean, like, you know, you think gang, you think, you know, okay, who's the toughest people, you know, you want to get together, you can't, fuck that. Give me Jeremy.
Any day.
Give me a beer chick, give me a firefighter chick, give me a Jeremy, give me a Keith, give me a Hemda, give me a me. That's a fucking gang.
He could.
You know what I mean?
That's, he almost
give me
didn't
a
make
Grundle.
It.
That's awesome. You know what I mean?
He almost didn't make it. He literally ran. He missed a flight or something. I don't remember what.
He woke up when his flight was leaving to get to Miami.
No. He came sweating like a pig, literally running to the last second, and I can't imagine the cruise without him.
Not at all. It would not have been nearly as fun. I mean, he's the nicest guy, and he just knows everything. I mean, he's incredible.
And
he's
here's
amazing.
Another thing. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I am so madly in love with Beer Chick that I talk about her like I'm a homo.
She's okay, right?
Yeah, right on.
I swear to God. Like, when I talk about her, people smile at me like, hi.
Because we have perverted fans. They're all fucking each other's
right,
rooms.
Right.
That's why.
But I'm like, no.
She's so
like,
sweet.
Please move to New York.
No.
Wow.
She's like, blushing right now.
You don't meet people like that. Mm-hmm.
Brother Love's like, stop it. We broke up.
She's nice. the sweetest.
Well, I feel bad now that I probably gave her pink eye. I do want to say this.
Did you give her pink eye?
I don't know.
See, that's what I was saying. Going back, I'm not a religious person, but after that fucking damn stupid service. Church service. Everything went bad for me. My asshole exploding. My stomach, horrific. Couldn't get money out of an ATM. You're broke, sir. Everything's done. All right, I have a fever last night. I kid you not, I woke up in cold sweats in the middle of the night. My girl was like, what the hell? She brought me food. It was hard. I mean, I was sitting on the toilet, shaking, thinking that I'm going to fall down with my asshole exploding, and I'm shaking, thinking, this is God getting back to me. Maybe this really. Then I thought back. Remember you stubbed your toe and it was bleeding? Remember that? And the pink eye? Remember that? And then there's just stress. There was just a lot of little things that were very, very stressful. And I'm a fucking stressful person.
First of all, you're Jewish, so I don't know why the Eucharist would be of any
I don't know, but maybe
somehow.
This
made me think.
Second of all,
Christ was a Jew, and that's what a Jew would say.
Christ is a Jew.
I would shit on that Eucharist any day. What happened?
Nothing happened to you yet. Wait until something quits.
She did. She fell.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
The curse of the cruise.
Exactly. Right. I'm telling you, there is a curse on the fucking cruise. It's Carnival with a K. I knew it.
I'm on the plane. We're getting there, and my eye starts hurting. And I feel like something got in my eye, and I don't know what. And then, of course, later we're in Miami, and it hurts so much that I Google it. It's like, your eye looks red, but your whole eye, only half of my eye is red. But yes, it feels like something was in it. It feels like I may have had a cut. Well, you probably definitely have it if you have an ear infection also. Yes, I did just get... I thought I got over an ear infection, but I forgot my drop. So, of course, that seeped in. I have pink eye. Now, I understand. Pink eye is the worst fucking thing. Everybody's going to get it. Too late. I can't get off. Best thing is to stay home. I'm going on this cruise. Do I buy sunglasses? Do I not tell anybody I have pink eye? And by the way, we go to a hospital or to whatever, a pharmacy.
A
pharmacia.
Right. No, we're still in America. And maybe that was a problem. And Henda says, well, Brother Love doesn't know what to do because he's crazy. If we leave, like, do we invite him? I don't want anybody to know I got fucking pink eye.
Well, you already shook my hand five times. We shared beers and booze and
right.
all that. So then you tell me like days later.
Oh, well, I find
way,
out.
By the way, I have a pink eye. I was like.
I think it was that night. We were still in Miami. And I told you. And you asked about my eye. And I just debated. I debated about it in my head. Like, do I tell him? And I'm like, fuck it. I think I got pink eye. And then his whole face is like, holy shit. What do I do now? And I'm like, okay, now I realize I'm not going to tell anybody. So I hope nobody on the whole crew swam in any of the pools or the ocean.
Well, it's good. You don't swim in the pool because they're so small. And the whole cruise, you have to understand, right on the cruise, if anybody's been on a cruise like this before, there's one pool, and it's small.
In some of them, there are two pools.
Right, okay, in this one, there's one, and every single person that can fit into it at the same time is in there, and you just don't want to be there.
Yeah, because that's where the families are. It just wasn't...
Right, then they should make, on the Serenity deck, where it was adults only, instead of having two hot tubs, where it's 110 degrees and you're sitting in a hot tub, have another pool up there. That's all.
Definitely.
You know,
Newsy got a raise, so he doesn't know what this cruise nonsense curse is all about.
That is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
All right.
Iron Man Bobby got a sore throat, a headache. My entire body feels like
I wonder why Iron Man with your fucking tub of gin or whatever the fuck you were drinking.
No, he was drinking. Oh, he drinks Jim Beam Black. Good man.
Straight
good man.
Up, he was drunk the whole time. Do you have a headache,
Iron Man?
Out of a
Davy Crockett thing, yeah.
Do you have a headache?
And he was climbing poles. He was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He's fucking awesome, that
Speaking
guy.
About the Eucharist. And then me and Henda are making out with the
Eucharist.
Oh, that was the
best.
Shower.
Oh, my God. A Eucharist shower. I mean, I've never seen you guys tongue kiss before, and I'm glad that was the first time with the Eucharist shower. But I was like, wow.
You know
they
what?
Love each other. Oh, they really love each other. This is so sexy.
Keith was, like, normally we're not so squishy in public.
Oh, he fucking stuck his tongue right in your fucking face. You didn't expect it. I could tell
no,
by your
I
face.
Did. I was the one
It wasn't the same face when a dolphin was kissing you. No. It was a real sexy face.
I went for it because I wanted to bless his Eucharist with my tongue and his face.
Well, that's so fucking sexy, right?
So,
on.
Something we don't have on camera that I wish we did. Maybe somebody has it. I don't think so, though. Is the dude that sweeped up the Eucharist
right
that I stepped on. That I would like to see, like, if it even bothers me.
Right. But getting real quick back to that same way when McNally was coming for the
wine. Yeah.
Right, he's still – right, he's tan. Right. Remember, I mean, you talked about it. It'll be on the DVD. I mean, he was so nervous about getting in and out of the country and all that. And everything was fine. But, I mean, he was whiter and skinnier and paler and paster than any time. Now he's a big superstar. He's got the tan. He's looking good. It's all that. But he's still the same old McNally. He comes over and he's like, I'm like, I said, hey, like
at the communion.
At
he goes
communion.
To get Jesus and then, right, and like then he goes to get the wine.
Like we're hanging in a bar. I have two glasses. I got him one. That's kind of, he's like, thanks, man. And he pulls it. He starts drinking. I'm like, no, dude.
Instead of taking a little sip, he's chugging it.
Everybody actually, most people kept it. I sort of sipped it into their mouth.
Like,
most people did that or, you know, did that, whatever, which I thought was kind of sexy and cool. I guess it's religious, but it was sexy. And
I did too when I thought to the chicks that took Christ
have,
in the mouth.
That
I
must have been awesome, right? So,
and I know, I'm not going to say who. Yeah, a couple chicks were trying to get my fingers.
Yeah.
And I recognized it.
And babies. Now they have pink eye. You know who you are, and now we all know who you are. Awesome, right on. And some kind of weird thing in your vajayjay. All right. He takes the glass. Like, hey, man, thanks a lot. He starts sipping. Like, and he's like, I'm like, dude, no, you got to give it back. He's like, oh. So, you know, I got it back, and luckily we didn't run out of wine because of McNally.
Can I give myself some credit really quick? How calm was I when you told me you had pink eye?
This is what's funny. She tells me later, like, during the pink eye thing, I was freaking out.
She
was very calm. I thought I was rude. You were so calm.
What do you want me to do? Freak with you?
You don't have to take a shower first. Do I need to take a shower? I don't know. Take a shower if you want to. Are you sure? Yeah, I only called you from the fucking pool.
Right. Right. We talked about that, right? So, but yeah, absolutely. And you were calm. I thought you were going to go have sex. But it was the phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants me to come right away. Oh, and you didn't make a face or smile.
I could hear on his voice. I'm like, are you done? What's happening?
I never talk like it's like, hey, baby, can you?
Do you mind
coming? Can you come up?
Yeah.
Can you just come up like right now?
And she did.
I need a hamburger.
We were hanging out. I was like, oh, I got to go. Right. Exactly. Isn't that weird? Like, because I thought of you last night when I was shivering and you know, it's summer. And I turned the air. I'm like, you know, my girls help me. I'm like, can you turn the air conditioner off? Can you give me a shirt? Can you give me a sweater and all that?
Right.
And I really thought for a second, and I remember thinking, like, I'm a baby too. I thought of you when you're sick. And
yeah.
I knew, and I did. I thought to myself, I know I'm a baby, but fuck it. I'm a baby twice a year. Mm. I could be a baby. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, my girl's not really caring that much. You know what I mean? Like, I thought she's being too calm. I was on the thing. I was like, I think I'm dying. I think this, blah, blah, blah.
Don't you think it's better if we're calm?
Just put your, I even said, put your hand on it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
I said that, right, babe?
Well, yeah, good. Yeah. Lucky you.
Well, wasn't it, well, no, but I mean, I wasn't.
Lucky
too,
you.
I wasn't too calm where we weren't like at the pharmacy and I'm figuring everything out. It's just that the reason why I freaked out is we have to go on this boat. There is no not going on this boat.
Sure.
Now,
no, of course, I heard a lecture.
The way.
Did you hear pink eye and did you hear cancer like I did?
No. No. What
I did.
I think I'm going to ruin the whole fucking thing. Yeah. They're just like, why is my eye pink? And they all see my eyes red and I ruined everything.
I'm like, we love this guy, but that's a ballsy fucking move to give everybody fucking. You know what I mean? Like, that sucks ass.
That's the thing. From what you hear about pink eye, I was freaking out because we have to go on this cruise. I'm going to have pink eye. Brother Love's going to have pink eye. Then we're going to give pink eye to everybody. That's the only reason why I was freaking out. You can have pink eye all day long.
Right.
Okay, you're in a little bit of pain. But I was like,
and she would
fuck.
Do that. Okay, baby, you're in a little bit of pain. I'm like,
right.
No, this is torture.
Right,
you don't
right.
understand how this is right. fucking torture.
But he's freaking out.
Of
he thinks he's
going to
die.
Out.
Okay, I can't think he's going to die also.
And he's caring about the welfare of all of us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, but I can't freak out also. So we get in the cab and we go to the pharmacist. I see he's freaking out. I'm like, where's the stuff? And, you know, I know that you're not going to die. It's not cancer.
But that's not the point.
No, but if you start freaking out.
You're so, not going to die. What?
Yeah,
I'm just laying down like, oh, I got an upset stomach.
Right.
You're not going to die. I'll see you in 24 hours.
Right.
Guess what? Everything will be normal.
Right. My girl said to me last night, she goes, well, you have been partying like a rock star. That's not what I need to hear now. You know, you've been going from the tour where you're drinking and partying all night and this and that, and you're hanging out to all hours and you're playing, and to a cruise directly where you're drinking and partying all night. I was like, I don't need a lecture.
Right.
I'm sweating. I have a fever. I feel horrible. Something must be wrong. This isn't the normal. I know the normal. I've been drinking and smoking and all that too much crazy stuff.
Well, first off,
different.
I wouldn't have.
Revenge.
I wouldn't have
Christ
said that.
Is coming.
I wouldn't have
you
said
already
that.
Have an air conditioner. I don't know why you go to the bottom of the pool so often.
Right.
Like, okay, who do I need to apologize to? But I still went with communion. And it was worth it. Because the eye's clearing up.
Yeah.
And I feel okay.
Yeah,
ever since then, you've been doing much better.
Yeah.
Well, because you wiped your eye with the same finger that touched
the Lord.
The Lord.
Right. Let me say this, by the way. Of course you should anyway. BrotherLoveRocks.com/store. Some of the finest music I've ever heard. Live, he's fantastic. But buy the CDs or get them on iTunes. And also, it helps. Not only is it fantastic, but it also gives him some money because this guy was spending money left and right and buying drinks for people.
Because he can't not have fun.
He can't not have fun. So, you know, let him still live the lifestyle.
I appreciate
help him
it.
Out.
Well, but the thing is,
but you're
we're
not
going to go on any other thing until he has money. So
that's true.
Right. Right. And I'm on tour now, so it's great. When you're out of New York and you're in the van and you're going all across America, you don't really need the same amount of money. You walk out of your house in New York, you spend a ton of money. If you're on a cruise with all your friends and all that, you spend 10 tons of money.
We set a budget for ourselves before we went there.
Kill
wow.
myself. Fucking kill myself.
It was done before we were on the boat.
It was done. It was Miami.
So bad.
Miami. That
Miami
shit
fucked
fucking
us,
place.
Yeah.
We, you know, it just, I felt bad.
I blame the Arbuckles.
I blame all of us, but no, but you know, so, no, because you got, you know,
I just wanted a Cuban sandwich.
Right. Did you, though? Because we had to go. I knew what was over there, and I felt bad because I was shitting on where we were going. And then I remember, we got to experience stuff because you want to see this stuff.
I have to know.
And you have to know. And I already knew, and it was one of those things where Jeremy wasn't around, right, to back me up. No, it is. Miami is just...
We went to South Beach.
South Beach. What a shit. You know, I know people love it.
They still think it's Miami Vice.
Right.
Shit. It's absolute shit. We all knew it because we've all been there before, but Keith has to experience it, which is fine, and I'll go with him.
Right.
But all he wanted was a local Cuban sandwich, and we went to this shit place where they overpriced for everything.
And the
bad
music.
He didn't even show me the credit card receipt, the bill, because he was like, I don't even want to show you this, because we just had shit food, nothing special, and they just overcharged us.
He told me
us.
The last day of the cruise, we were drinking this Miami Vice, right, all throughout. On the boat.
Do think
and
that's
we had called. One on, I'm sorry, two in fucking Miami.
It was
and
really
it's a
good.
Mixture of, it's awesome. It's a mixture of,
it's a pina colada,
and a strawberry daiquiri mixed together. They call it a Miami Vice.
Which you wouldn't think.
It's awesome.
So,
on the boat.
It's so good.
And they didn't bang you, on the boat, they didn't bang you as hard as you thought. Because it really is.
It was normal bar prices.
So it was normal, it was below average bar prices.
To New Yorkers.
Way below to New York. But he didn't tell me this to the last day in Miami when we had the same drink. He said it was $20 each.
Yeah, it's $20 in Miami.
I would not have ordered a second one. I was trying to save.
You had
for
to be kidding
boat.
Me. That's yeah. crazy. On the boat, it was what?
Seven? At the most.
So, and it was like the fancy mix, you know. Yeah. That's crazy.
So we're going on tour. Just to get back, I really appreciate you mentioning this.
I honestly love the music.
Thank you, man.
That's genuine.
Thanks.
But also. If you want to just support Brother Love, he won't kill you, or he's not coming on the show no more.
Buy a T-shirt also at the store, brotherloverocks.com/store. And we have a lot of shows. I'm playing drums in Hearn Kings County, which I fucking love being on tour. I love playing drums, and I love meeting Keith and the Girl fans. I've met a ton of people in the last run, the last
you're
few
going
months.
Everywhere.
And everywhere
so they should
that
check
I go,
the schedule.
There's stuff. So if you're buying, hey, I'll tell you, hey, I know Kevin's going to yell at me. We didn't talk about this before. But if you buy a Brother Love T-shirt, I'll buy you a drink. Okay, come on.
No.
God.
No.
Buy
no.
a Brother Love T-shirt.
Money.
Wear it to a Hearn Kings County concert on tour.
Vito.
I'll buy you a drink.
No.
I get drinks for free.
Oh. tell a nigga ahead of time, okay?
Don't what?
Still though, it's not gonna work out because he doesn't rape you on his merchandise. All right, well, whatever. There you go. I did
Thank
what
you.
I could.
I appreciate it.
But I love the fucking music and what a beautiful procession it was when people came up for the Body of Christ and it was the Turn It Up album playing in the background. Oh, Keith, what album do I get? Record of the Year or Turn It Up? Pick one.
Right,
you won't
you.
Fail. I'm kidding, of course.
And it was funny. The first song is Not the End of the World, and we're like, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Any announcements, by the way?
I think that was a really good
announcement. I think that's it. I want to leave you guys with a little Michael Carino. We all know him, right?
Is he back for the attack?
Because we're talking about what's offensive, the Body of Christ and all this. And his daughter is teaching another kid in camp about what's offensive.
Oh, my God. Wait, they're at camp or are they like...
Well, she's
at camp, so she's talking about something.
You'll hear. Oh, she's telling a story to her dad about how she told a story to somebody else at camp or at school about what's right. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you think all this shit is going to stay between you two? It's got the cheesy circus music behind it, but it's fucking fantastic. I want to thank everybody behind the cruise.
Make sure you go to Armchair Kid Nation for more Michael Carino
stuff. And also, all the stuff that went on the cruise is going to be...
On the cruise DVD, which is coming out.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, there's so much stuff. Us getting thrown out. There's so much. I mean, there was fighting. It was just so much insanity. There was
a race war.
There was a race war.
Seriously, yeah.
Really. I mean, we look at each other, and it's just like, we've just seen each other for the first time. Right. Like, I mean, I like blacked out yesterday, and, you know, and it was horrible. And I'm looking at you guys, and I just smile, because I'm like, holy shit. We did a whirlwind of fun stuff.
That was the shit.
And everybody was a part of it. All of the people that were on. And it just made it even more fun.
It is a thing to remember. You have to go like day by day.
Right.
You know, to remember like, this day. That was that day.
That's why I like this new DVD coming out. That it's going to be like way entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's why I like going on these things, because somebody was saying it was Brumsky. Brumsky said, me and my two brothers, we didn't bring a camera, but there he is everywhere,
right.
You know? And
don't worry. They went away with souvenirs.
Keith and I didn't bring a camera.
Oh, my God. It's going to be such a dynamite DVD. It's going to be fucking off the chain.
Let me say this, by the way, too. Another guy that really helped out with stuff. And even if it was just to show that, hey, it's me, I don't care why. But it was Matt, I believe his name is Hazmat on the forums. His show obviously is called The Jam Hole. Right. And I know listeners, regular listeners, or regular forum members, rather, are probably like, ooh, don't say his name. Because this guy, and I told him this.
They're going to get confused.
It's called the Jam Hole, and he spams the forum sometimes, like, oh, you know what? We were talking on the Jam Hole, and I don't know if I can explain right what he does, but he pushes it hard, where it's like, go fuck yourself.
But he doesn't just come on just to spam. He does listen. He won one of the Nanos. Back in the day.
He definitely was one of the guys that out of left field, like somebody would be like, yeah, so I couldn't be losing, but I just can't believe that we are all because of a podcast, because of these two people together here hanging out. This is amazing.
Tattoos on his hands.
Yeah, right. He's a badass.
But I told him one time, he was like a light Deuce.
He was American Deuce.
Right?
He looked just like him.
So people are going to see on the DVD, they're like, wow, Deuce is there. It's not Deuce. Right.
But my point is, like, and he acknowledged it once I said it. I'm like, how about you fucking quit spamming the forums or whatever the fuck you're doing? Right. He's like, okay. But I got to say, I got 10 people from that.
Right.
I'll give you 5,000 now. Fucking relax. Yeah,
no, how you said it was just be nice and you'll have hundreds more.
Don't push it and they'll like you. Just on the way out, Jeremy's saying, I can't wait for the security guard montage.
Oh, yeah. When you don't need them, they're around. But
when you're desperate and your water is out and you don't know what to do.
I don't know. How many events in your life do you hear? Lights on! Holy shit! Lights on! Thank you guys so much for listening. Catch you later.
Ow!
Well, we were in line and this little boy said fuck, and this little girl heard it and she was just like, that's a bad word. And I just had to step into the conversation and say, really, it's not bad, it's just inappropriate or offensive, but in this case it's really not offensive anyway.
Well, wait, where were you? You were
at camp.
At camp?
Yeah.
So did counselors hear you say this?
No, they were in lunch. They were like...
Okay, now, did this little girl go running and screaming, holding her head or something like that?
No, but...
Did she believe that it wasn't a bad word?
No, this was her reaction. Or, she didn't react yet. I was just like, it's not offensive. And then I said, there's really not bad words. There's inappropriate words.
Well, good. I'm glad you learned that. Now, of course, that's going to be a hard pill for some people to swallow. So sometimes what you just have to do is just, let them think it's a bad word and just figure that they're idiots and then laugh to yourself.
But then this little girl said, I know some bad words. That's cursing. Cursing words, and I'm like,
you should have tested her. You should have asked her how many cunts there are in a bitch.
I can't say that.
Of course, that's a trick question.
Yeah, but I can't.
Why is that a trick question, by the way?
Because you have to have 5 bitch to make a cunt. You can't have 5 cunts.
Exactly.
You'd have to have
There we go. You could teach those kids something or other at camp, couldn't you?
Yeah, but the counselors would yell.
I think they would giggle to themselves. They'd yell at you out loud, and they'd probably giggle to themselves. Mm-hmm. They would never be able to admit it. Otherwise, they'd lose their jobs. KeithandTheGirl.com